That's just psycho. Down a Schlitzer, Butterbacher Blitzer, any brew a patriot would like. Oh, bend an elbow for democracy. Chug for change until you're numb. Grab a pint and a progressive stand. Slurp with patriots across this land. Land on your ass in the grassroots hand. Bend an elbow for democracy. If you're 21 and thin a mom. Yes, we bottle and yes, we can. It's the beer party and thumb. Hops and chains!
Now there's an anthem one can get behind. Roy Zimmerman, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you. I'm glad it's behind me.
What brings you to Eugene? I wasn't expecting you to tell the truth.
Well, a very wet and snowy road brings me to Eugene. I had a show scheduled last night in Corvallis and just didn't make it. And so I was snowbound in Eugene, fortunately for me, because I get to do your show.
Indeed. And you've rescheduled the Corvallis show for?
For the 20th. Now, that's going to be on Thursday the 20th at the UU Church there in Corvallis.
Mm-hmm. And you're still playing tomorrow night in Lincoln City.
That's what they tell me, yeah.
One tends to wonder whether you have a climate change song appropriate for a situation like this.
Well, we were talking just before the show here about political climate change. That may be what we're after here.
What is happening on the Roy Zimmerman political map these days?
Well, we're gearing up for an election once again. You know, we had a year off is what we had. Mm-hmm. You know, and during an election year, people's interest in political satire is way high. It's, you know, people are like, it's blood sport. People mm-hmm. are into it, you mm-hmm. know. But the year after a presidential election, it's kind of like, you know, smell this. Does it smell okay? That's people's, you know, attitude about political satire. Now it's gearing up again. It's heating up again. You know, people are talking about Hillary and, you know, and so forth. And two, people ask me what's going to happen in the presidential race. And, you know, I think it's wide open, frankly. I do. I think it's wide open. I think after Hillary completes her second term in 2024, it's wide open.
Joe Biden in 2024.
Well, I think Chelsea's got a shot at it.
Oh, there's a thought. She'll be running against the Bush girls?
Probably, yeah. It's a dynastic thing.
What is it about America and dynasties? I think it's like sequels. We're not sure what to do with new people or new ideas.
Yeah, we just kind of flip-flop between dynasties, maybe. Mm.
You're on tour right now, though.
I am. I'm on a thing I call the Blue Dot Tour. You know, because I've done a couple of campaign promises last couple of presidential election years. I've had a campaign promise, you know, to perform in all 50 states. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I talk about that incessantly. So this time I thought I would talk about the people I've met along the way, which are these beautiful people doing progressive work in places where you wouldn't think progressive work would be an easy thing to do, you know, in red states and so forth. Like the blue dots is what we call them. And there's some great work being done in some very unlikely places: Moscow, Idaho, Wichita, Kansas, Norman, Oklahoma, Birmingham, Alabama. All these places have great groups of people, you know, working on behalf of education, healthcare, etc.
And you are connecting the dots.
I'm connecting the dots. Hopefully that's part of the work that's going on, is that I'm telling each group about the other groups, because they all feel alone. They all feel embattled and alone. And they're huddled in Unitarian basements with their arms linked, you know, watching the windows carefully. And that's it. And they feel like there's nobody else out there. And there is. There's a movement is what there is.
Sing us a song to inspire them.
Okay.
Or us.
It's a big, big world full of all kinds of people. But there's one thing we can all agree on. And when I find out what it is, I'll let you know. Some people eat chicken with their fingers. Some people use a fork and a knife. Some people are people are sucking on a silver spoon and never ate a chicken in their life. Some people look better in the daytime. Some look better at night. Right, Frank? But everybody loves everything.
Everybody hurts. Everybody has a touch of Weltschmerz. Everybody laughs. Everybody sneezes. Everybody fries and everybody freezes. Everybody. 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 Is everybody else? Some people want a guarantee of freedom. Some people want to take one away. Some say we the people, that's the government. And some say the government, they. Some people are walking on the left wing. Some are sliding off the right. But everybody loves, everybody hurts. Everybody has a touch of Weltschmerz. Everybody laughs, everybody sneezes. Everybody fries and everybody freezes. Everybody. Everybody, everybody, is everybody else, and everybody everywhere, lesser and greater, has a common denominator. Some people look up and see the ceiling. Some people look up and see God. Some people looking for enlightenment, and other people looking for the sod. A lot of people looking for enlightenment, and some are just trying to find the light. But everybody loves, everybody hurts. Everybody has a touch of Weltschmerz. Everybody laughs, everybody sneezes. Everybody fries and everybody freezes. And everybody sleeps, everybody breathes. Everybody starts with no teeth and teeths. Everybody eats, everybody cries. And identifies with the good guys. And everybody's bad, everybody's good. Everybody wants to be understood. Everybody falls, everybody rises. Everybody on some level realizes that everybody, everybody, everybody is everybody else. Everybody, absolutely everybody is everybody else.
A man who can turn a phrase inside out, upside down, and make it wonderful. Roy Zimmerman, my guest today on the Saturday Cafe, connecting the blue dots in all the red states on his tour right now, heading for Lincoln City tomorrow night. God, I love that song.
Thank you. Lovely. Good. Yeah. That's a new one, you know.
Yeah. I don't know anybody else who can make Weltschmerz work not only as a one-off, but in the refrain every time.
Well, that's why people ask after the show, that word you use, what is that? You know, so that's the thing that connects people too, is like a wonderment about why I would use such a word.
So is Schadenfreude next?
Schadenfreude, yes, exactly, right, exactly. And Vergangenheitsbewältigung.
Ah, I always like the fact that James Keelan was so proud of the song where he used pithy and retrograde in the same song. Is that the song you sang at the Pete Seeger Memorial?
I would love to have sung that, but no, we concentrated on Pete's own songs. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it was a lovely event called Goodnight Pete at the Freight and Salvage down in Berkeley on Monday night, I guess it was. And Holly Neer put together a great crew of people to do homage to Pete, you know. So no, I was assigned to sing If I Had a Hammer,
uh-huh,
which was great. I mean, I've never done that song in public, and you know there are two versions of that song basically, right? There's Pete's version, and people, you know, they admonished me to do the Pete version. Right? If I had a hammer, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd say, right? It's got that kind of like lilt to it and stuff, uh-huh, right? You know. Then he goes, love between my brothers and my sisters,
right,
all over this land, right? You know, and mm-hmm, but then Peter Palmieri,
right,
had the huge the hit harmony version, of it, you know, and the feel kind of changed. If I had a hammer, right, it had that kind of a feel to it, straight ahead, you know, right, and it was love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. You know, right? That's the version that people know from that and Trini Lopez and stuff. Mm-hmm. So here I was going to do it, you know, Pete. I was going to do it as Pete as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my banjo out there. I was whanging away on the banjo for the first time in public in 17 years, you know. And you know, that audience of 250 people or something like that, as soon as you start singing that song, they're singing the Trini Lopez version. They're going, ooh, you know,
right? Well, we all learned it in grade school.
Sure, and that's that, you know, right, exactly. And that's folk. That's the way it goes, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Who else was performing besides you and Holly?
Well, Nancy Schimmel was there, who is Malvina Reynolds' daughter, and she did Malvina Reynolds' song and so forth then, too. But notably, Ronnie Gilbert was there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, exactly. And she, you know, she got up and, you know, she's on two canes now, you know, and she came up to the microphone and she's pounding on the floor with the canes, you know. Doing take this hammer, carry it to the captain, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. right, you know, and pounding, and raising a cane. She was really raising cane at the end of the song there, you know, and Holly and you know, lots of great people.
Wish I could have been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Any plans for a new album?
Well, yeah, there's always plans, and there's new songs all the time then, too. You know, as my wife and I head out across the country, you know, in March, we're going to do another whole cross-country tour. We don't feel compelled to hit every state this time, because it's a little harder to get to Fargo than you might think. And we're going to write a song a week, basically. We're going to keep up with the news, and there'll be lots of new songs by the time a new album comes around in the summer.
Well, we've got time for one more song. You said you wrote one for your wife?
Yeah, well, you know, it's Valentine's Day that's coming up then, too. So, yeah, I would love to send this out to Melanie.
What's the name of it?
You want to fly to Cairo? Moment's notice, anything for you, and sit together on the pyramids in full lotus, anything for you. You wanna go hang gliding off the cliffs of Dover, anything for you, or just dance in the kitchen while the soup boils over, anything for you. That's what I would do, anything for you. Oh, don't you want me to give my all to you and then give you all that much again, 'cause my love is true. You wanna march on Washington and start a riot? I'll put on my shoes, light a fire in the fireplace and just sit quiet. I'll turn off the news. You want a tumbleweed collection from the state of Texas? I'll go get you one. Knock on your sister's bedroom window when she least expects us. Consider it done. That's what I would do, anything for you. Oh, don't you want me to give my all to you and then give you all that much again, 'cause my love is true. Want someone to protect you against the high and mighty? That's who I can be. You want someone to love you like your Aphrodite? That's who you are to me. Want me to carve our initials in the clouds above you? I'll go get my knife. Want me to give you something just to prove I love you? I'll give you my whole life. That's what I would do, anything for you. Oh, don't you want me to give my all to you and then give you all that much again, 'cause my love is true.